Mifza Shafer. Laws and customs that one is to be aware of if he plans on doing the great mitzvah of blowing shofar for others, whether as a Baal Tekeah in shul or as a private shofar blower for those who are not able to make it to shul or do not know that they have to make it to shul or are in quarantine or self-quarantine due to the COVID-19 epidemic. The following is a summary of the halachis, which is based on our in-depth sefer on the subject of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, as found in our book and on our website, shulchanocharav.com. Please refer to there for further details, sources, and opinions on all the subjects that we will discuss. It is imperative on all those who plan on blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah for others, including if they're planning on blowing just for themselves, to be an expert in the halachas, to do it properly in a kosher and mehudar way. Let us then begin our journey of the halachas relevant for shofar blowers. Who may be a shofar blower? Any Jewish man above age 18 is a kosher shofar blower. If he's below age 18 but past the age of bar mitzvah, then on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when the shofar blowing is biblical, he is not allowed to blow the shofar for others. While on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which the shofar blowing is only rabbinical, then those over the age of bar mitzvah, even if they're under age 18, may blow shofar on behalf of others. Although initially, if an over 18-year-old is available, then he should be chosen over one under 18, even on the second day. In years that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and the only day of blowing shofar is the second day, it follows the same laws as any second day Rosh Hashanah, and that if you're over bar mitzvah, you may blow shofar, but lechatchila, one should choose someone over 18. Practically, when we're discussing the concept of mivtzayim, in which there's only a limited amount of shofar blowers available, then certainly on the second day, all those over bar mitzvah may go out and blow shofar on behalf of others. For further details on this halacha, please refer to our website and new edition of the Laws of Rosh Hashanah. Women are exempt from blowing shofar and hearing shofar, and therefore they cannot blow shofar on behalf of a man who's obligated. But they may blow shofar on behalf of themselves and other women, and therefore there's nothing wrong with women purchasing shofars and learning how to blow them and blowing it for themselves or other women on Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, it's best, lechatchila, if available, for a man to blow for them, to be mitzi them, even though from the letter of the law they can blow for themselves, as we said, and they cannot blow on behalf of a male child who needs to hear it from another adult, another boy above bar mitzvah. Who should one blow shofar on behalf of? So one should blow on behalf of other men, women, and children above the age of chinuch. Even though women are technically exempt, they accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of shofar like a neder, and therefore they too need to hear shofar. Children who are above the age of chinuch need to hear it due to the mitzvah of chinuch. However, children below the age of chinuch do not need to hear shofar, one should not blow shofar on their behalf. Every shofar blower must first recognize whether his shofar is kosher according to halacha prior to beginning to blow, and therefore it should be checked already several days before Rosh Hashanah to make sure that it is valid, which means that it was purchased under a reliable hashgacha to verify that it comes from a kosher animal, meaning an animal whose horns are kosher for shofar, which is the ram, the sheep, and the goat, although typically it's made from ram, and that he checks that the shofar does not contain any cracks or holes which can possibly invalidate the shofar, as explained in Shulchan Aruch. How does one hold the shofar? So the shofar must be held to one's lips directly when he blows, otherwise it's invalid. Lechatchila, it's meant to be held with the mouth of the shofar pointing upwards, and one should blow it from the right side of the mouth. During the period of the epidemic of COVID-19, in which people are worried about the spread of the virus, if needed, it is possible for the person blowing shofar to point the opening of the shofar downwards so that the breath of his mouth spreads downwards and not upwards towards everybody. As this idea and concept of blowing while the shofar is facing upwards is only a lechatchila manner and does not invalidate the blow at all. Another related matter to COVID-19 halachis, may one blow with a mask? So certainly one may not blow with a mask on his mouth, meaning blow through the mask into the shofar. That is certainly invalid according to halacha. In a time of need, one can remain wearing his mask and place the shofar under his mask and blow in that method. One may not, however, blow with the mask on the opening of the shofar. This is possibly invalid either due to the fact that the sound coming out is a sound both due to shofar and due to mask material, which is invalid, or also due to the fact that it changes the sound, which certainly is the case, as anyone can listen when they hear a shofar being blown with a mask on, and possibly this change of volume is like what's considered a change of sound, which invalidates the shofar. And therefore, practically, one should not do so on Rosh Hashanah. Other alternatives are available for one to avoid the spread of the virus, such as blowing outside the building and having them be inside and listen, or simply just distancing yourself from everyone else, a far enough distance that there's no chance of the spread of the virus. How many sounds must one blow? So when we're blowing for others, such as by Mefzayim, we blow a total of 30 sounds. We sound Tashrat 3 times, Tarat 3 times, and Tashat 3 times for each and every group of individuals. How long should each sound be? So the tia of Tashrat is to be at least 18 trumatin long. A trumatin is a single two. So the amount of time it takes you to make 18 two-to-twos, that's how long the tkiyah of Tashrat should be. That's the minimum. The minimum length of the tkiyah of the other two sets of Tashrat and Tarat are 9 trumatin. The amount of time it takes you to say, to blow 2 9 times. The length of the shvarim. Each shever should be exactly the length of 3 trumatin, which means the amount of time it takes you to blow 3 two-to-twos, meaning 1 2 3 times. I'm going to try to do that exact amount. The minimum amount of blows that one should blow in the Truah is 9 twos, 9 trumatin. There is no maximum. You can blow as many trumatin as you desire in the Truah. Likewise, the Tkiah may be as long as you want, as long as it reaches the minimum length that we mentioned. However, by the Shvarim, not only do we not add to the length of each individual Shever, but we don't add to the sets of Shvarim, so we only blow 3 Shvarim. And according to some, including the Chabad custom, we add an additional small sound at the end, but not anymore. When should one take breaths? So each individual blow must be done in one breath. However, one must take a breath between each blow. So the tkiyah has to be done in one breath, and between tkiyah and shvarim, or tkiyah and truah, you must take a breath. Likewise, between the truah and tkiyah, or shvarim and tkiyah, you must take a breath. And between the last tkiyah of one set and the next tkiyah of another set, you must take a breath. You can take a breath even with your nose. You don't have to take it with your mouth. In the set of Tashrat, when we're blowing on Mifzayim, a set of 30 blows for an individual to be Yaitze, then the Shvarim Truah set, Tashrat, should be done in a single breath, meaning that we blow Tkiyah, take a breath, then blow Shvarim Truah in one breath, but making a small break in between without taking a breath in between, and then we take a breath and blow the last Tkiyah. We do that for 3 times for each set of the Tashrat. The various laws applicable regarding if one makes a mistake in the blow, as explained in length in our Sefer on our website and in the corresponding PDF article on this topic. In any case of doubt, simply restart from the tkiyah of that set, as otherwise it's possible that that set became invalid, and if so, the person was not yetze the blowing. So in a case of doubt, there's nothing to lose, simply repeat from the tkiyah of that set. This means simply repeat from that individual tkiyah. If you don't have to repeat over from the beginning of the 3 sets. So if you made a mistake in the last set of Tashrat and you're not sure what to do, then simply repeat that last set of Tashrat. You don't have to repeat all 3 sets of Tashrat. Who says the bracha when we're blowing on Mifzayim? So when we're blowing for men, then the man who we're blowing for is the one who says the bracha, unless we are also being yaitzeh. If I'm also blowing for myself, then I come first. But if I'm not being yaitzeh with him, such as it was already yaitzeh, I'm having mine to be yaitzeh later, then he has to be the one to say the bracha, unless he simply does not know the bracha, in which case you may say it for him. When blowing for women, the women are to say the bracha to themselves if they are of Ashkenazi origin. If they are of Sephardi origin, then they do not say a bracha. In all cases, whether they're Sephardi or Ashkenazi, the person blowing for them may not say a blessing. And only the woman may do so if she knows, and if she doesn't, then you blow without a bracha. Kavana, it's important to remind those hearing Shofar to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar, as mitzvahs require Kavana. When is the Shofar to be blown? So the lechatchila time spent for blowing Shofar is from after Seif Zman Kriya Shema until sunset. That's the time period you have lechatchila. One should not blow prior to Seif Zman Kriya Shema if he's without a minion, which is the case in Mifzayim, being that it's a time of judgment above, and the tkiyas do not have as much as an effect as they could versus if they're blown afterwards. Nonetheless, on Mifzayim, where the whole concept is a time of need, certainly one may follow the letter of the law and start blowing shofar from sunrise until sunset. Prior to sunrise, one should not blow the shofar. After sunset, one may blow the shofar without a bracha if somebody did not yet hear until Tzeisek Echav. Must the blowers and listeners be in the same area building room when the shofar is being blown? The answer is no. Technically, one can be yotzei shofar even if he's in a separate room or even separate building. Even I'm on the street and they're blowing in the shul and I hear it. You're yotzei in all those cases. The only exception is if there is an echo, in which case, if you hear an echo of the shofar and not just the shofar sound alone, then you are not yotzei. Because of this, if you're hearing shofar being blown from a basement or a bunker, etc., then you need to be inside that basement or bunker and you shouldn't be yotzei from outside the windows. However, from an above ground level, it is not a problem, and everyone inside and outside could be yotzei. Thus, when blowing shofar for those in quarantine, you may blow for them outside of their home and have them listen through the window and be yotzei the mitzvah.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.